Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're so thankful for your healing power. We're so thankful for the gift and callings of God. We're so thankful, Father God, tonight. Hallelujah. We praise you. We praise you, Father. We give you glory in this place. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, Lord, we look to your word tonight. We look to you, mighty Holy Ghost. Teach us and guide us. Lead us into the truth tonight. Give us ears to hear and eyes to see and hearts to understand. We might see your word, embrace it, believe it, see to act upon it. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. You can be seated. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Well, the Lord is good and his mercy endures forever, right? Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, can you believe it's Thanksgiving already? Week. It's been so warm, I think, that it's kind of snuck up on me, at least. I don't know about you, but we thank God for this time, and I thought that Pastor did a great job this morning on talking about thankfulness. Praise the Lord. Amen. And we give praise and honor to the Lord. Now, I don't know if Brother Bill mentioned it. Don't forget the church offices will be closed on Thursday and Friday. The ministry will be closed, and so... But if you have the emergency number, the after-hours on-call number, then you can get that off the church bulletin, by the way. If you don't have the church, have that number, pick that up. If you would have need of something, all right, then call that number and somebody will be there to help minister to you, all right, and take care of whatever it is that we can do for you. Now, don't call us for the things only the Lord can do, or, you know, that we may not be able to find your dog or your cat or... Now, Brother Bill will come to your house and get your cat out of the tree. I noticed I said that while he wasn't out here. No, but praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't know about you. I've always thought, well, the cat got up there. Let the cat get down. Not a cat lover that much. They're God's creation, though, so amen. All right. Praise the Lord. If you got your Bible, would you turn over to chapter 14. Matthew chapter 14. Hallelujah. I want to give you four things tonight of a beginning for all of us to think about concerning the Lord Jesus and our life. And we're going to look at four different references, in one in Matthew, one in Mark, one in Luke, one in John, to make our four points tonight. But you know, there's so many more that we could have included in this, and I think you'll see once we get going how that would work out. But I want us to begin here in Matthew chapter 14. We're going to begin in verse 23, if you would please. Matthew chapter 14, verse 23. Hadn't been that long ago that Pastor Hagin took this as his key scripture. We want to talk, just notice something here. It said, when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. And the ship, now he'd sent his disciples already across going by boat across the Sea of Galilee there. It says, when the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. Well, there's a storm going on here, okay? A storm hits them. They're out in the middle of that sea. And in that region of the world, if you've ever been there, you know that it's surrounded by hills and you really can't see the storms coming. And so they got caught out in the middle of that Sea of Galilee, and it's really a great big lake of Gennesaret. There's been other names to it, Sea of Tiberias, gone by different names depending on who has ruled that area. But they're in the middle of a storm. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went with them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit," and they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spoke unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, or if it's you, bid me to come unto you in the water." And he said, "Come." And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid and began to sink. And he cried, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said, "O you of little faith, wherefore didst you doubt?" And when they were coming to the ship, the wind ceased. And they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, of a truth, you are the Son of God. Now let's look here just a couple things in this, and then we'll give you our first point. First of all, notice here that Jesus took time to pray. He would get himself apart to pray. Sometimes we skip right over that, but he went up into the mountain apart to pray. You know, I think that if the Lord Jesus had to spend time alone praying, we need to have time where we spend time fellowshipping with God praying. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. So he went there, but he had sent his disciples on ahead of him, and they got out in the middle of the sea, and the storm came. Now, think about this. Were they in the will of God being in that boat? Absolutely. Absolutely. And in the middle of being right smack in the middle of the will of God, a storm came into their life. The wind started blowing. Okay? That's another story. The house began to shake. Anyway, some of you will get that later. If you don't understand, that's all right. All right? But the wind blowing and the waves are rising up and it's tossing the ship all over. But here came Jesus walking on the water. Now, understand this. I don't think it's any easier to walk on the water if it's calm out. Okay, but here came Jesus walking on the water, and they got afraid. They thought they're seeing a ghost. They said, it's a spirit. Well, that's what they meant. They thought it was a ghost coming out there. And he said, no, be of good cheer. Other translators say, be of good courage. Don't be afraid. It is I. Peter said, Lord, if it's you, come. And so it bid me to come. So Peter starts walking out on the water, and he's walking on the water until he paid attention to the wind. And the storms. You know, sometimes, and you think about it, that the storms of life are sent, not by God, but by the devil to distract us from obeying what God had said. When Peter just started walking, he's obeying what Jesus said, and he's walking on the water. Now, then it said, beginning to sink. Beginning to sink. He cried out, and Jesus lifted him up. And said, oh, of you little faith. And then I love this part too, that verse 32 says, and when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. Peter spent no time out on the water in calm water. The whole time he was out there and the whole time Jesus was on the water, the wind was blowing. It wasn't until they got in to the ship that the storm stopped. That brings me to my first point tonight. Jesus isn't afraid of the storm in your life. I don't care what you're going through tonight. I don't care how hard the wind's blowing, the winds of doubt and unbelief, the winds of persecution, the winds of everything that can come against you. It doesn't matter how loud it's getting. You know, sometimes when the wind blows, we know this in Oklahoma, when the wind blows, it can get loud, you know. I know there at our house, the way the wind kind of comes, our house faces west, and the way the wind blows sometimes in there and hits the fence lines of different houses and that, man, it can kind of roar, just kind of roar. You think, man, the whole place is coming apart. I don't care how much that sounds, Jesus isn't afraid of your storm. Whatever's going on, hallelujah. And he said he'd never leave us nor forsake us, right? He's on our side. If God be for me, who can be against me? He's not afraid of the storm of your life. So it doesn't matter what you're going through. Just keep obeying him. Amen. Just keep walking. If he said come, come. If he said go, go. If he said stay, stay. Doesn't matter what he said. It doesn't matter how loud it gets, how loud the devil roars. Jesus isn't afraid of your storm. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. He just walked right on out there. Wind blowing. I love that. Jesus didn't say, all right, now quit that. I got to walk on the water. Stop that wind blowing. No, he just came right on after, waded right out in the midst of it. Glory to God. You don't have to have perfect conditions for the deliverer to show up on your behalf. Amen? Right in the midst of the storm, Jesus showed up walking on the water. Jesus isn't afraid of the storms in your life. Look at Mark chapter 6. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes you just, in ministry, you know, it's not that you don't, you just stay in the Word of God and you stay in prayer and Just seek God. And sometimes, you know, I'm a note person. I love notes, you know, love to have lots of big notes and have it all worked out, you know, 4 weeks ahead of time. And, you know, I was sitting, just been meditating. Lord, I've been asking, been doing a lot of driving here the last couple days. Lord, what do you want to, you know, and just thinking on the inside and getting nothing. Have any of you ever been there? Just getting nothing. It seems like that God has gone silent where it came to this service. Amen? Hallelujah. But thank God. I just heard this on the inside. I just heard this. Jesus isn't afraid of the storm in your life. I heard that. I heard that phrase just come up on the inside in my spirit as I was praying in the spirit. Amen? Jesus isn't afraid of the storm in your life. I thought, thinking, dear God. Hallelujah. Where is that in the Bible, God? Amen. Hallelujah. But let's look at this one here. Mark chapter 6. We'll begin in verse 34. And Jesus, when he came out, saw much people and was moved with compassion toward them because they were as sheep, not having a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. And when the day was now far spent, his disciples came unto him and said, "This is a desert place, and now the time is far past. Send them away that they may go into the country round about and into the villages and buy themselves bread, for they have nothing to eat." He answered and said to them, "Give you them to eat." And they said, "Shall we go and buy 200 penny worth?" And a penny there is a day's wage, a Roman penny. So he said, "We buy 200 days' wages worth of bread and give them to eat?" And he said unto them, "How many loaves do you have? Go and see." And when they knew, they said, five loaves and two fishes. And he commanded them to make all of them sit down by the companies upon the green grass. And they sat down in ranks by hundreds and by fifties. When he had taken the five loaves and the two fishes, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples and set before them. And the two fishes divided he among them all. And they did all eat and were filled. And they took up 12 baskets full of fragments and of the fishes. And they that did eat of the loaves were about 5,000 men. Now note here again, this story, Jesus is teaching them because he has compassion. They're like the people are just wandering about. They have no aim. They have no direction. So Jesus begins to teach them the word of God, which is the will of God. Teaching them. And he taught so long that nobody had time and nobody wanted to go get anything to eat. Except the disciples now, you know, they're getting hungry. You know, there's Jesus. He's under the anointing. The people are receiving and they're hungry. And so they came to Jesus and said, "Hey, they've got to send these people away. They need to go." You know, he said, "You feed them. You take care of them." They said, "You want us to go spend 200 days worth, 200 days wages on feeding these people?" That's absolutely what he wanted them to do. But they didn't do that, did they? But he came to them and said, "How many loaves do you have?" You know, so much of the time we hear God say something, and instead of arguing with God like they did, we just don't take stock. Okay, what do I have? Now they might have had 200 days' wages. They had a ministry treasurer, you remember, Judas, right? And I tell you, that 30 pieces of silver was more than one penny's worth that he got back. I think that 30 pieces of silver represented what he'd been stealing out of the bag. I don't know about you, but that he betrayed Jesus for. But what does this tell us here? What does this show us? Jesus isn't afraid of your lack of provision. He doesn't care when he tells you to do something. He doesn't care if you don't have it. He told you to do it. He's going to make a way. Yes. He's not afraid of your lack of provision. Amen. Amen. There's a lot of folks. There's a lot of you in here. You're waiting. You're just waiting. Well, you're waiting. Well, as soon as God brings that, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. And he's waiting on you to do it. He told them, "You feed them." They're looking around. "You want us to go buy the food?" Amen. He said, "Well, what do you have?" Praise God. Bring what you have, and Jesus will multiply it. He's not afraid of your lack of provision. Quit looking at your lack. Get your eyes on what you have. And then don't forget to factor in the Jesus factor. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's not afraid of my lack. Glory to God. There's some of you right now, God's talking to you about going on maybe one of the mission trips over in March and spring break, going to Samoa, going to Peru, going to the Navajo Indian Reservation, going on one of those trips. He's been talking to you, and you're looking at your bank account and trying to decide whether or not you can go, and down on the inside, you know he said go. He's not concerned about your lack of provision. When he does stuff like that, he's already got a plan. He knows exactly what he's going to do. He's going to work on your behalf. Amen. He's not scared of my lack. He's not scared of your lack. Amen. Hallelujah. That's why he doesn't wait till I've got perfect conditions in my finances to tell me to do stuff. Many times it seems like, Lord. Man, I'm under the barrel. The barrel's on me. They put the lid on it. You can't even see me anymore. That's how far down there I am. And he's telling me to do this, do that, do this. Every time God's told me to do something like that, I mean, the fish and the loaves start multiplying. Glory to God. It wasn't even their fish and their loaves. You know, from other gospels we read, it was a little boy's lunch. He said, what do you have? They didn't have anything. They went and took the little boy's lunch. And you know that little boy? 5 loaves and 2 fish. He's not carrying around 2 big old, you know. These are just lunch. Hallelujah. And notice what all they had left over. 12 baskets left over. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I tell you what, he's more than enough. I think about the stories, you know, of times when things happen, and Jesus always did more than enough. God always does more than what we're thinking he can do. So Jesus isn't afraid of the storms in your life, and Jesus isn't afraid of your lack of provision. Let's look in Luke chapter 5 now. Luke chapter 5. We'll begin in verse 1, read this familiar, all these are familiar stories here in the Word of God, but they're not just stories, they're actual events, right? And they're written here for our admonition, to help us, teach us. Verse 1, and it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the Word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret, that's this also Sea of Galilee that we talked about, and saw 2 ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said to Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. Simon answered and said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. Now he said nets and Peter did net, but that's another story. And when they had done this, when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net broke. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. And when Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of fishes which they had taken. And so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, Fear not, from henceforth you shall catch men. And when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him. I want you to notice here what Peter said to Jesus. Simon here, later is also Peter, said this to Jesus in verse 5. He said, Teacher, that's master, there's teacher. We have toiled all night. In other words, we fished all night, which on the sea there, that's when they fish, because the water is so clear sometimes that the fish would see that net hit and they just scatter from it. But at night you could throw the net and it wouldn't be so visible to the fish because of the nightfall. And they said, we have fished all night and have taken nothing. In other words, we failed last night. We failed last night. But nevertheless, at your word, I'll let down the net. Now notice that. He said, look, He said, we're professionals here, preacher. We're professionals at this. But just so happened last night, we failed it at our attempt. We went out. We did everything we knew to do. We took the nets out. We took our boats out. We threw the nets. We put them in. We got nothing. Now we're here getting our nets laid out, drying them because, you know, they have to dry them out. Can't leave them wet because they'll rot. We're drying them all out because we're going to go back out tonight. Jesus said, let's go on out. Here's the thing. Jesus isn't afraid of your failures. He's not afraid how many times you've tried it in the past. He doesn't care how many times you've stepped out in faith and fell on your face. He said, step out again. Let's go on out there and let's launch out not even in great circumstances again. It's not the best time to go fishing, but he said, let's go catch some fish. He really didn't even tell them, let's go fishing. He said, let's go out there and catch. Amen. Let's get them. Right. Hallelujah. He's not afraid of your failure. He's not afraid of whatever, every time you've attempted it and it's failed. Jesus has still got a word for you. He said, let's go on out there and let's get it done. Amen. Amen. I don't care what it is. Maybe some of you, you've got it on your heart. God's placed it on your heart. I want to start a business. I know God's called me to start a business. I know it's in there. And you've been looking, you've been waiting. And you've been waiting for the proper, you know, you might have launched out there before and it didn't seem like it was going to work. But you know on the inside, that's still stirring on the inside of you. I'm telling you, don't let that go. Jesus isn't concerned about how many times you failed in the past. Let's get on out there and let's go for it. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's not concerned. He's not afraid. Jesus isn't afraid of my failure. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus isn't afraid of the storms in my life. Jesus isn't afraid of my lack of provision. Jesus isn't afraid of my failure. Let's look in John chapter 4. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Now you can see, I mean, we could be turning to a whole lot of other supporting scriptures, but I think I just want to encourage you tonight by the Spirit of the Lord, hallelujah, that you got somebody who's never going to leave you nor forsake you. It's not, listen, say, well, Jesus is in heaven, yeah, but by his Spirit, he's in me, I'm in him, and he's in me, glory to God. I'm not without his presence, hallelujah. The water walking, provision multiplying. Boats sinking, fish catching. Savior is on the inside of me, and he's never going to leave me nor forsake me, and he's not going to do the same for you. He's not afraid, glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I really like this one here in John 4. Hallelujah. I was going to go a different direction, and the Lord said, no, go here. And I'm so glad he did because I really like this. Jesus is going through Samaria here. John 4, verse 7. There came a woman of Samaria to draw water, and Jesus said to her, give me to drink. Now, he's at Jacob's well there. For his disciples were gone away into the city to buy food, meat there. And he said, then said the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that you, being a Jew, ask a drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, if you knew the gift of God, who it is that says to you, give me to drink, that you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water. The woman said unto him, sir, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then has you this living water? Or where are you going to get it? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us this well and drank thereof himself, and his children and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinks of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinks of the water I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. The woman said unto him, sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. And Jesus said, go and call your husband and come hither. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said to her, you have said well, I have no husband. For you've had five husbands, and he whom you now have is not your husband, in that you said truly. The woman said, sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and you say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Jesus said, woman, believe me, the hour comes when you shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship what you know not. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour comes, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeks such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. The woman said unto him, I know that Messiah comes, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. And Jesus said unto her, I that speak unto you am he. Glory to God. This Samaritan woman who's outside. I mean, they're an outsider. They're half Jew and half Gentile. And they're really by the Jews. The Jews wouldn't even have anything to do with that. She said, why are you asking me something to drink? Why are you asking me to get you something? I'm a Samaritan. And Jesus, he didn't even go that way, you know. He did mention, you know, about salvation and what the concerning that. But then he revealed himself to her that he was the Messiah. Well, we quit reading here, but she goes into the city and says, hey, you got to come out here and meet this guy that told me everything I ever did. And they all went out to meet him, and they made the statement, now because we have met him, we believe. Not just because you said it. We believe now because we have met him. But I want you to notice something. This woman who really became a carrier of the message of the gospel message that Jesus, the same thing Peter said in Matthew, that he was the Christ, the Son of the living God. This woman who carried that message to her hometown and brought a revival to her hometown, had been married 5 times and was living with a guy now who wasn't her husband. And Jesus revealed himself to her. Why? Because Jesus isn't afraid of your past. He doesn't care where you come from. He doesn't care what you did in your past. He's concerned about it right now. Let's get it on right now. Hallelujah. I've got something for you right now, and that is, I am the Christ. I am the Messiah. I am the forgiveness of your sin. I'm going to wipe out your past. It's never like it never even existed before. I am the Christ. Hallelujah. And I'm not afraid of your past. Glory to God. I mean, that woman, she ran into town. She ran into town. Now, I know I heard one guy say one time, they all came out to see the man because who knows how many boyfriends she had had in her life, you know, but they all came out there, but then they believed. Amen. He wasn't Jesus. Listen, I don't care what your past has been. I don't care what is. I'm telling you right now, come to Jesus. It doesn't matter. Some of you might be holding back. Well, you know, I did this in my past. Listen, come to Jesus. Jesus can handle it. He's not afraid of your past. He's not afraid of it. Glory to God. Amen. I mean, this woman had 5 failed marriages. Now, he's not giving us permission to, you know, go out and do it. But he's saying, look, she had 5 failed marriages. It didn't matter. He still revealed himself to her. She's living with somebody right now. Jesus said, I'm going to reveal myself to you. Hallelujah. He's not afraid of your past. I don't know what your past is. That reminds me, you know, of one of the ladies who's in the lineage of the Lord Jesus Christ, Rahab the harlot of Jericho. Those 2 spies showed up there that Joshua had sent into Jericho. They showed up at her place. And they get to talking to her. And she said, we've heard about what your God did to the Egyptians. We've heard what he's done to keep you and to bring you here. We've heard all these things. We've heard these stories. And she, because of what she heard, she said, our hearts have melted because of it. Now, you know, some people take that and say, well, she was afraid. No, her heart, her old stony heart on the inside of her began to melt to the fact that now she says, your God is the God. I realize it now. And she helped them. She let them down evidently her place is on the wall of the city. You know, some feet, and I'll say that in a minute. Thank you, Lord. But some, she let them down through the wall, and they told her, said, we're coming. I'm telling them, we're coming. God's given us this city. We're coming. But we'll pray. God will protect you. They spoke as the prophets of God. They said, God will protect you, you and your whole household, whoever you can get in. And then she put that scarlet thread in the window, remember? Amen. Now think about it. Who was the scarlet thread for? The children of Israel? No. Because they didn't do anything about that. They just obeyed God. God's the one that brought down the wall. That scarlet thread was the sign of the covenant between her and God. Hallelujah. He didn't care about her past. He didn't care about what. But when God shows up on the scene, your past is over. When you met Jesus, the Christ, your past is over. Jesus isn't afraid of your past. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you something else. We're not going to turn anywhere, but I'm going to tell you this. Jesus isn't afraid of your future either. He's not afraid of tomorrow. Hallelujah. He who is the beginning and the end has been to your tomorrow, and he's already worked everything out on your behalf. Just do what he said when you get there. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus is not afraid of the storms in our life. Jesus is not afraid of the lack of provision that we might be experiencing right now. Jesus isn't afraid of how many times we've failed. Jesus isn't afraid of our past, and is surely not afraid of our future. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight. We give you glory and we give you honor tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You never leave us nor forsake us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give you praise. We give you honor, Father. We glorify you in this place. Hallelujah. 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 Excuse me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory to God. No, praise the Lord. Ah, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Now, I mean, everybody, maybe all could stand for certain things, but I want to ask, if you've been to the doctor recently and you've received a diagnosis that was not good, I want you to stand up. You've been to the doctor here recently, received a diagnosis. Anybody else got a couple here? Hallelujah. I want to tell you something right now by the Spirit of the Lord. Jesus is not afraid of that report. He's not afraid of those facts that the doctor pointed out to you, because he has a truth that will overcome those facts, that he's your healer. By his stripes, you are healed. Amen. Now, you're not going to be. He's not going to be your healer. He is your healer right now. He's not going to. You already are healed by his stripes right now. Hallelujah. Now, the doctor gave you facts, and that's great. That's fine. Nothing wrong with that at all. But your healing belongs to you right now. Amen. Now, let me ask you, what would you do if you were healed right now? If it really was true that you're healed right now, what would you do? Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. If it was true that storm in your life was gone right now because Jesus is on the scene, how would you act? How would you act? Hallelujah. 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 How would you act? If it was true right now, how would you act? Hallelujah. 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 I just came back here to rejoice with you, sister. Woo! Glory to God. It's good to be healed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It's done. 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 Hallelujah. It's done. Hallelujah. It's done. Hallelujah. It's done. Hallelujah. 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 It's done. It's done. It's done. Oh, hallelujah. It's done. It's done. It's done. It's done. In the name of Jesus, it's done. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus isn't afraid. Jesus isn't afraid of your situation. Jesus isn't afraid of your situation. He's not afraid. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Amen. Amen. I mean, in this, while the wind and waves are still blowing, while it's all still going on, Jesus walked out in the water, took Peter by the hand and walked with him. While this thing was still going on, while you still got pain in your body, start walking on the water. While you still got that circumstance financially, step on out of the boat and start walking. Hallelujah. Just act like it's true. Just act like you can walk on the water, because Jesus is with you and he's not afraid. Hallelujah. He's not afraid to go with you. He'll take your hand and walk through the storm right with you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Glory to God, Father. Woo! We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory, glory to God, hallelujah, hallelujah, thank you Lord, hallelujah, woo, glory to God, hallelujah, thank you Lord, thank you Lord, thank you Lord, hallelujah, oh, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 He's already done it. He's already done it. It's already accomplished. It's yours. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Woo! Hallelujah. 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 Jesus isn't afraid of the bad economy. Jesus isn't afraid of dangers in the world. Jesus isn't afraid of all that's going on in these last days, these perilous times. He told us about them, but he never said he's afraid about it. He said in the last days, perilous time would come. But he also told us, be of good cheer. Be of good cheer. Be of good cheer. Hallelujah. Well, let's have a good cheer in here tonight. Hallelujah. Be of good cheer. He's overcome the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo. Glory to God. Now, dear brother, is that all necessary? Do we really need to do all that? Well, I'll just go back to what B.B. Hankins used to say, where Mark told us about his daddy would say this. It's not necessary unless it's necessary. Amen. And when you need to walk on the water, it is necessary. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Don't you know? Now, don't you know that when Peter got out of the water, don't you know those others were like, get back in the boat. Look at that fool. Look at him. Look at him running there at church like something's happening in his life. What is he doing? Look at them dancing and shouting. Look at them rejoicing. What is that? What's wrong with you? But Peter's out there on the water while they're sitting in the boat. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'd rather be a water walker holding on to the hand of Jesus than a boat sitter. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our Jesus is not afraid of what tomorrow holds. He's not afraid. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Oh, my. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 You know, I just was thinking there's so many people get depressed around these holidays because they're looking at circumstances, looking at this, you know, they're a little bit nervous. They got to spend time with that family member, you know, that always makes fun of them about being a Christian and always does this and always does that. Can I tell you something this year? Jesus isn't afraid. He's not afraid. He's not afraid. Amen. He's not afraid. So you don't have to be afraid because he's in you. Hallelujah. The fearless one is in me. The fearless one is in you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. You can be seated for just a moment here. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm glad I came to church tonight. I don't know about you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes we need to be the agent of God's message to other people. Amen. Hey, I just wanted to call you up or text you. Go for it. Jesus isn't afraid of what you're about to do. He's not afraid of you obeying him. Go for it. Amen. Hallelujah. Or hey, here's 20 bucks. Jesus isn't afraid of your financial lack. Just don't worry about it. Hallelujah. Give it to him. He's got a way out. You know what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Woo, glory. Well, we're going to receive a Christmas offering again tonight for Pastor and Mrs. Hagen. And I was thinking about that. As we give, we're telling them, hey, we're with you. Jesus isn't afraid. Let's go. Hallelujah. Our best days are yet to come. This year's going to be the best ever. Amen. Hallelujah. I always sit there. The thing I watch for now, whenever but the thing I always watch for, I love to see that look on their face when they start reading that amount. It's like, whoa, glory to God. Well, is it necessary that we, yes. Why? Because it's necessary. Hallelujah. We're going to do that right now. If you want a text to give, 28950, you can put Hagen in there, space and the amount. Then if you want to give it right in this offering, it'll all go into one. But if you want to write on the envelope, put Hagen, or get in your pocket, get some extra out, you know. What I've been doing, I've just been doing consistent every time, putting something in every time we do this. And hallelujah. Do what you got to do with right now. And up until the time, just keep on giving. We don't have to receive an extra offering to do it. You can always write Hagen or text to give. All right, let's pray over this. Father, we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus for Pastor and Mrs. Hagen. We thank you, Father God, for the gifts and callings on their life. We thank you for their devotion to you and for their devotion to us. Father, we ask, Father God, that this year we'd be able to bless them with a big special offering over and above, Father God, that they would have no doubt whatsoever, first of all, that you love them, but second of all, we love them. Hallelujah. We give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. So let's go ahead and do that. Everybody stay seated if you would, so that when the ushers can do their due diligence. Thank you very much. Do their due diligence and get that taken care of without commotion going on. Hallelujah. The only ones moving, our prayer team, you can come if you would, please. Hallelujah. If there is something you would like to talk to someone about, have them pray with you before you leave tonight. Our ladies and men are coming. And guys, come talk to the guys, ladies to the ladies. And they'll talk to you, talk with you concerning, pray with you concerning the word of God. Amen. And that's the best way to pray. Haven't you found that out? Pray according to the word. The word is true. Don't you love God's word? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just love how you can go along and read stuff and read stories for years and years and years and years and years. And then suddenly by revelation, you see something you never saw before. Never saw any of that I saw. Yeah, go ahead, brother. Just come on down. Never saw any of that tonight until just here. I'll be real honest with you. Until about 1 hour ago. I'm still, what am I going to preach tonight, Lord? They're going to come down here and want scripture references. Well, actually about, no, 5:30. We started at 7, yeah, an hour and a half ago. But how many know the Lord is good? Ooh, glory to God. All right, our connection team, let's all stand together. Connection team, would you go find our first-time guest? Hey, we're thankful for you to come here tonight. Glory to God. We're so glad that you're here. Let's give them a big hand clap, our first-time guest tonight. Amen. On behalf of Pastor and Mrs. Hagen and Rhema Bible Church, welcome. If you're looking for a church home, then come be a part of us, right? Make this your home away from home. Amen. All right. If you want to come down for prayer, ladies, to the ladies, men to the men, come on down right now, and you are dismissed. Glory to God.